It's Thursday, January 21st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. New administration, new programs, Microsoft's Direct program in more detail, and the future of ransomware. This is the Business of Tech. Yesterday, Joe Biden was sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. Let's hit a couple of important notes here. The Biden administration is calling for $15 billion in grants to small businesses. This is a new program, not an extension of PPP. The plan also calls for $35 billion in financing programs for loans and capital for entrepreneurs. Also on deck are potential changes to PPP, including better oversight and a guarantee that every eligible business with 50 employees or fewer gets relief. So why do we care? New administration, new approach to regulation. My 2021 prediction is that the first half of the year is rough. One effect of that will be new programs to take advantage of. If your goal is survival, you take every lifeline thrown your way. Expect the administration to move fast. They've set a pretty bold tone already, 17 executive orders on day one. So expect more. Pay attention. That's why we care. There will be programs designed to help stimulate growth. Let's follow up to last week's discussions about Microsoft going direct. If you missed it, several providers sounded the alarm about emails to customers soliciting Microsoft services directly. Turns out there is a new program at Microsoft. The company is using the idea of licensing audits, where you review the current licensing needs to seek opportunities. The program was designed to include partners, and the incident reported last week were an overzealous sales consultant whose leadership has corrected the incident after the feedback. The way the program is designed, Microsoft should be calling businesses and including the partner in the communications, if they can find a partner, and will offer to look at licensing usage, security, and upgrade planning for Microsoft 365 and Azure at no cost. This report can be co-branded with the partner. So why do we care? The blog in question here is a good read for an on-the-ground perspective. Here's my take. Call out your vendor when they make a move you dislike. Then recognize that it might be a legitimate mistake. This one was. Partnership doesn't mean everything is always perfect. It just means you work together in good times and in bad. Then don't be surprised. Vendors have sales goals to meet too. In downtimes, they get more aggressive, and we're in downtimes. Be shocked when they violate an agreement. Just don't be surprised. Here's your scary new trend. Sophos is reporting that ransomware code is being shared across so-called code families. Some ransomware groups are even appearing to work in concert rather than competition with each other. Sophos says this may be the future of ransomware. Ransomware families using a common toolset, making it harder to detect. Canalys says this should be a good year for security. 10% increase worldwide, 12.5% in web and email security, 11% in vulnerability and security analytics, and 10.4% in endpoint security. Now, why do we care? Here's my theme lately. Spending is up, but the problem doesn't feel like it's getting better. That's why I paired these two stories together. Sure, spending may go up, but our results? Providers that do deliver results here are going to stand out. It shouldn't be a high bar to clear sometimes. Usually the breaches are because of oversight. Breaches like SolarWinds are the exception, not the rule. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP radio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'll join you again for more tomorrow.